Good morning, Madam Chair. Madam Chairperson. Mahmoud Zulane. Mahmoud Zulane.
Hello, hello, Mazo.
Good morning. Kunjani, Mamsaka.
Hi, ndiya kubona nje ngibona unyana olahleko apha manje.
Kulungile.
Is he back to us?
No, Madam Chair, he is still with the department. Madam Chair, the time is 9 o'clock. We can start the meeting.
Okay. Good. May I see the agenda? Good morning, honorable members. Good morning, our visitors. I'm seeing the agenda. Opening and welcome. I do welcome you all, honorable members. First and foremost, I must say congratulations to the members of the DA with the free and fair conference that they were holding it on during the weekend. Congratulations even to those who are going to lead the organization, hoping for the best. One other thing, honorable members, I must apologize to you that on Thursday I've said I didn't get Project Flamingo. I don't know about you. But whilst I did get it, I've seen that I did get it in 1932 on Thursday. I'm not yet able to open it. I don't know whether when I was going to open it to, I was going to open and then forward it to you. I'm very sorry about that, but to me, the secretary was saying that he wanted all your email of the members will get when we're discussing that. But my apology, because on Friday I've said I didn't receive it. I'm just saying it now. I'm taking this opportunity to open the meeting, and I can say that I've seen the letter of invitation of the invitation to SASCOC for the AGM, but unfortunately I've seen that it's not what members were asking. They're asking chairperson only. If I do remember correctly, the members asked that, they're asking that the whole committee must be invited. By those words, can I ask the members to adopt the agenda?
Chairperson?
Yes, Honorable.
Chairperson, thank you for the words of encouragement. As Democratic Alliance, we had our successful Congress. Thank you very much. I'll extend your warm welcome. But nonetheless, Chair, based on what you were saying, I thought as a committee we concluded that SASCOC election must not go on. Now, I wanted to find out, did you maybe write to the minister or or any feedback that we have, because our stand was, we don't think those elections will be free and fair. That was our stand as a committee. Now, since they've invited you, what are we saying about it? Thanks, Chair. But nonetheless, another issue that I wanted to raise, Chair, because you were doing your remarks. We've sent several emails, and Chair, you did not respond to our emails. Both myself and my colleague, Mr. Van Dijk, Ms. Van Dijk, in a sense that we asking the presenter, that was the first question, who is the presenter, because there's a dispute between the two in cricket in Chess South Africa. And another issue, why did we get the report late or the presentation the day before the event? Thank you, Chair.
Honorable members, thank you. Honorable Msongo, if you don't mind, let's pack your questions, because let's adopt the agenda in order that those who are supposed to answer, they must answer. I've saw your emails. My apology. Saturday and Sunday and Monday, I was on the street, Honorable Msongo, because we're having by-election, doing door-to-door and debriefing. I was coming very late in the house. My apology. I was thinking that I didn't do justice to you, and I was thinking that I will able to put my apology today. But if you don't mind, all those people whom we're talking about and the response of what we said on Friday, I'm suspecting they are all here, because I know that the letter was written of our decision. With due respect, can you accept the agenda in order that we must get a clarification in a formal meeting, if you don't mind. Honorable members, I'm persuading Honorable Msongo that he has got relevant questions, but can we accept the agenda and then we must discuss those issues?
I'm happy, Chair. Thank you very much. I move for adoption and then immediately ask those questions. Thanks.
Chairperson, Honourable Father, I second that. If we move on.
My phone was full. So what I did was...
Hello, Mr. Communication. Maka switch off. Kudalise makaya. You forgotten that we switched our mics. No, it's some bot smongi. Switch off. Honorable members, so put again the agenda. Honorable members, the agenda has been adopted. May we have apologies?
Thank you, Madam Chair. We have an apology from the Deputy Minister, who is attending another engagement. And we also have an apology from Mr. CBC, who is attending another committee meeting. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Before we go to briefing by the Department of Sport, Arts and Culture, on challenges facing Chess South Africa. Let me take this, let me say that we are on that point, but firstly, let me take this opportunity to apologize to the letters of Honorable Msongo and Honorable Van Dijk. I was busy the whole hot days of the weekend. but also the response was not going to assist the honorable members, because I was thinking that I don't know exactly who's fooling who. There was a song like that. I was expecting that what they are asking to me, both of us themselves and us, we're going to get it here from the department. That's why when I was saying that, hey, I'm late to respond on this, but I was hoping that Honorable Mhlongo and Honorable Van Dyk, each department is here, it can assist us. Because when the questions were raised by Honorable Van Dyk, and when we were trying that departments must engage it, even each department, they were saying that they have serious problems with the chairs. So I'm suspecting today is the day that we must get those problems. Maybe they will clear who's who. I'm hoping that, to me, that's the only thing that I'm expecting, that we are both of us, because we're not aware about that until one of our members asked that question. To your department, firstly, give us who is here and test who is here, and then each department must answer the questions which were asked by Honorable Mhlongo.
No, good morning, Honorable Chairperson and the Honorable Members, and thank you for the opportunity to be here to address our distinguished Honorable Members of the Committee. I am Vusi Mkhize, the Director General in the Department of Sport, Arts and Culture. I've got my colleagues who are here, and I will ask that they just introduce themselves and show their face as they introduce and close the window, the video, but we are not many. We will then address the issue raised by the Honorable Chairperson as raised by the Honorable Member. But can I request that DDG Khan, can you do so?
Good morning, Chairperson. Good morning, Honourable Members. Good morning, DG. And good morning to the leadership of CHESS. I'm Sumaya Khan. I'm the Deputy Director General in the Department of Sport, Arts and Culture. Thank you.
Simpiwe.
Thank you, DG. Good morning, Chairperson, and good morning to the members of the committee and the leadership of CHESS present. I'm Simpiwe Mncube. I'm the Chief Director for Winning Nation. Thank you.
Tebogo.
Good morning, Chair, and good morning, honorable members. My name is Tebogo Tebehai. I'm the Director responsible for school sport. Thank you.
And currently acting the chief director, because the chief director has left. Yeah. Can we then, just for accuracy of reporting, of record, and then can we get to ask? Ata? Honorable Chair, it seems as if Ata seems to have a problem even in the early engagement. Just one apology, and Honorable Chair, I'm not sure if there is an oversight from the Secretariat, but it's an apology from the Minister. I only heard of the apology tendered, that being that of the Deputy Minister. But there was an apology tendered on behalf of the Minister dated the 2nd of November. And I'm not sure whether the Secretariat have got that apology on record.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
We don't have the apology on record. Can someone please send it to us? Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, we will do so. Honorable Chair, that is a delegation from the department. I thought there was someone from ministry. Walter is here. Walter?
Yes, DG, I'm here.
Who are you?
Please. Here, where?
Apologies, Madam Chair. This is my face. I don't know how, if I'm doing the correct thing on the video thing, but I hope members can see
yeah,
me.
Yeah, we can see you all. That's Walter Mkwena, the advisor to the minister. Thanks. That is a delegation from the ministry, Honorable Chairperson.
May we have, thank you, may we also have the delegation from CHESS in order that when they are responding, we'll be knowing who's who.
Good morning, Honorable Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee and members of the committee. I am Joe Mahumole, the president of CHESS SA. I'm not sure whether I'm visible and audible. Am I?
Yes, you are.
Thank you very much. And also to the DG for Sports, Arts and Culture, good morning, and the team. And members of CHESS SA who are present here, I am going to give them an opportunity to each introduce themselves. Before they do so, I want to tender an apology of one of us, International Master Watuko Bese, who will not be with us because he's having some work-related commitment. So that is the so far that is the only person who will not be with us. Colleagues from CHESS SA, Deputy President Alfred Pesa. Alfred Pesa, you can introduce yourself.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, Chairperson, and then the rest of the portfolio committee members, all the protocol observed. My name is Alfred Pesa. I'm the Vice President of CHESS South Africa. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other member?
Good morning, Madam Chair. Good morning, Madam Chair, honorable committee members, the DG of the Department of Sport and his team. My name is Liesel Ajam. I am the General Secretary for CHESS South Africa. Thanks, Chairperson.
Thank you.
I see Musetha is here.
They must not be reminded. Everyone must just get introduce himself.
Good morning, honorable members. Good morning, Chair, and protocol observed. My name is Kaukhelo Musetle. I'm the president of SA Players. Thank you.
Where are you?
Oh.
We don't see you. I'm seeing Mninawa Pita. Are you Mninawa Pita?
No. I'm trying to. I'm here.
You are?
Sorry, Chair. I'm here. I'm Kaofelo Mosetle, Chair.
Oh.
Can you see me?
What is your position?
President of the South African Chess Players. Chair.
Oh.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any other member?
Yeah, Mninawa Pita is here.
Yes, I'm Mninawa Pita, based in the Eastern Region or Eastern Cape. I'm the provincial rep of Chair South Africa.
What?
Provincial representative for Chess South Africa.
Any other member?
Thank you very much, Chairperson, honorable members. Yes, my name is Thabo. My name is Thabo Matsidiso. My portfolio is the public relations and marketing officer at the Chess South Africa. I'm based in the Free State. Thank you.
Any other member? Any other member?
So far, honorable chair. No, we are not all. We are missing two other members who have not yet joined the meeting. One of them is a woman, Tiyadi Pale from Northwest. She will, hopefully she will join the meeting. And Lechelele also from school sports. Because in terms of our constitution, the president or chairperson of schools sit in our committee as an executive member. And also the chairperson or the president of the players commission also sit in the executive committee as an executive member. So we are recording three apologies for members who have not as yet joined the meeting, but the one that we are quite sure is not going to join the meeting is International Master Watiko Bese. The other two may join us. I must also record the chairperson that while it looks like which is true, it's a male-dominated committee. The other women, due to these problems that we have just requested the department to intervene, some of them felt they cannot stand the challenges that are so hot on their side, and then resigned. So when we have accepted their resignation, that is why we have even called the portfolio committee to intervene. So thank you, Chairperson. So far, these are the members of CSSA who are here.
Thank you so much with the information. You are all welcome, members of CHESS. Thank you so much to come and present yourselves. DG?
Thanks very much, Honorable Chairperson and Honorable Members. The first question was in relation to why the documents and maybe were late to the presentation. And I think the President or Mahumole might be able to talk to that from their side, because we also received their report only yesterday. In fact, it was distributed this morning. So they might have had the challenges they faced, but from our side, Honorable Chairperson, and to the Honorable Committee, would like to really apologize because the reason was mainly that due to the complexity of this matter and the number of legalities involved, we were looking at how best we can provide an overview to the committee that is based on facts and accurate information. And that resulted in a number of consultations, including the state law advisors, for us to be able to get that, but also to gather more information that the chairperson from CHESS, Babu Joe or Mahumule, we wanted to get additional information on that. But we did write Honorable Chairperson a letter of apology and send it quite late yesterday after having noted the concerns raised by the Honorable Members, and which the Chairperson then forwarded to us also to attend to. So we apologize for that. It's not with disrespect to the committee. We will do our best to make sure that we provide you with accurate picture of what we know about the presentation. That is really the context under which our report got a bit delayed, Honorable Chair. Not a bit, but got delayed, to be straightforward, and we apologize for that.
Honorable Shongo, okay. Do you still want to say something, did you?
No, I think that was a main question from a member around the late document. But I thought that on the side of chairs, they can then indicate maybe the delayed report.
First, let me also apologize that it was not deliberate that our presentation was late. We also had to consult extensively within ourselves and within the but fortunately, yesterday our secretary was able to send the Dropbox link to the document, which we still apologize for late submission. It was not deliberate. We also wanted to consult with the department as well. We also wrote an email to that effect, so that whatever we're going to say, it should be in tune with what they were also going to say. But unfortunately, we didn't get a space and chance just to meet and talk. But in future, really, we promise that we'll do our best to submit our documents on time.
Before Honorable Mshongo, I must caution you, says South Africa, that as a committee, we do sit and plan accordingly, because we are doing an oversight to each and every entity who's sometimes come to account to us. Initially, you were supposed to come on Tuesday 27th of last month to brief us. But because of so many challenges that I'm even thinking that 2020, maybe this problem of COVID-19 did come with another wave, which I was not expecting, especially to the sport. There's something that I can't understand, or it's a regression, because problems are so enormous, I don't know what is going on. So look, we wanted you to be here on the 27th, but shifted until today. It's not an excuse that you were not ready until yesterday. And I don't think that is seen by two honorable members. As a committee, we don't work like that. Sometimes we even feel that sometimes you don't take us serious. We plan, we shift everything. We're doing so many things here in Parliament. We're appealing that we need to be taken serious, that we are doing the work of the country. You are not just here, as some they are saying, that you are coming here and sleeping. We're not sleeping here. Nonetheless, the issue of chess will never ever call you this fifth or sixth parliament, but there were questions which were asked by one of this committee, but when these questions were not, they were answered, but we felt as a collective committee that we rather called you and the department, because seemingly even the department, they were saying that there are problems. If honorable members, you agree that we accept the apology, but we are cautioning them, let's try to get these problems in order that all of us must know what Honorable Fandik, you are complaining of one and not that one, that one, in order that you must be on the same path. Because we cannot understand if each chair and each department cannot take us through in order that we must follow. I'm asking that Honorable Van Dijk, especially you who concertize us as a department. I was thinking that there they are asking apology, and I'm asking you that both those members who know the problem, that let's give them a chance whilst we are warning them that this is first and the last, that they don't respect the committee giving the briefing in time, and they must take us through. Thank you, honorable members. I'm alone in this.
Honorable Chair.
Yes, 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 Honorable
Chair.
Yes, Honorable DG.
Honorable DG. Thank you very much. No, DG Vusimkhize. Honorable Chair, on the question raised by honorable member as around the matter relating to the two parties, that matter is covered extensively on the report that we will provide, mainly because it is as a consequence of a number of divisions and maladministration challenges that the Chess SA is facing at this stage. And that happened and got exacerbated at the time when their member, their president, former president, passed away, unfortunately. And then
Excuse me, Mr. DG, Madam Chair.
Yes.
Madam Chair, Mr. Siavi's hand is up. Okay. Madam Chair, Mr. Siavi's
hand is up. Just a moment, DG, Mr. Siavi. And Mr. Mkhlongo as well.
Okay. On that
no,
order.
Thanks, Chair. Thanks very much, Chairperson, and good morning to all honorable members and our visitors from the department led by DG and from Chess South Africa led by Mr. Mthomula. Now, I was just raising my hand, Chair, to support your sentiments as you were questioning them and calling them to order. Because in the main, Chess South Africa is the one that, to an extent, initiated the meeting by writing communique to the portfolio committee requesting for intervention. So the reasoning, I agree with you, Chair, that the reasoning that they were not ready can't fly for now. But I agree with you and support your view that whilst we have called them to order, let us continue with the meeting and listen to their side of the story so that we are able to take the matter forward. Thanks, Chair.
Madam Chair?
Yes, yes, so.
Oh, okay. Should Mr. Mshlong go ahead?
Yes, Mr. Mshlong. Honorable Mshlong?
Thank you, Chair. Apology, the network is here.
Okay.
Chairperson, I wanted to raise a concern. The concern you've raised, and automatically, but I want us not to set the precedent, because the precedent that you are setting is uncalled for. The department are aware that we don't want the to come late because we must ensure ourselves. And one of the things that I want to highlight, now we have set a precedent before, and we've allowed this to happen, and especially under the watch that DG, because they've done it in the department to give us the report late. Now this is either must stop or it will continue. But thank you for emphasizing that this must not happen. But I can tell you I'm not happy with it. But for progress sake, let's continue.
Thank you, Mr. Mshlong. Hello, DG.
No, thank you very much, Chairperson, and we acknowledge the issues raised by and of concern raised by the committee, and we will definitely work to improve on that area. And then, Chair, I was just giving the brief introduction remarks that I will ask then DG Khan to take us through the report. The report, Chairperson, is based on the, firstly, the presentation from our side is informed by first what was presented and submitted to us by the President of Chess SA and on behalf of Chess SA, and that is President Mahumore. And we just give overview of those challenges that they have presented to us. We then indicate in terms of the powers vested on the minister on to intervene, particularly indicating that they had asked the minister to address the matter. And the matter had been also asked previously that be taken up by SASCOC, who apparently could not address the matter. And then the Chess SA felt it necessary to come back to the minister when SASCOC could not resolve the matter. On the issue of the two bodies, the body that is presenting to us is the initiator of this meeting today, and that is under the leadership of President Mahumole and the Vice President and all the members who are here today. And in that context, the committee would take keen interest that we have the Tutoit also body, or those who challenged the outcome and took this matter to appeal in High Court, and then that made it almost impossible for the minister to directly intervene, as would outline the constraints on a matter that is sub judice. However, the committee must note also, we request that they take note that one of the problems that we have based on these two structures, that of the Tutoit, which decided to take the matter after the election, where they were not successful, apparently. They then ended up taking this matter to appeal. However, further complication in this matter is the recognition by continental body, which recognizes the duly elected committee, and that is under the leadership of Mahumole. While the international body dealing with chess, unfortunately, without necessarily taking into account and consulting as they would normally do to get the understanding on who is in charge of chess in SA, and responded to what was sent by the other group of Tutoid and ended up giving recognition to Tutoid, a group, as an international body. So there is already a disjuncture there between continental body vis-a-vis international body, giving recognition to separate structures of governance of chess SA. This has had serious impact from our side in that firstly, then in terms of having to provide funding, we need to have a conclusion on this matter, which then the department could not proceed, I think, for the past 2 or 3 years, but TDG Kwan can talk to that and my colleagues, that therefore then that in itself inhibits the ability of Chess SA to meet its mandate when there is limitation on funding and financing. At the same time, the greatest victims that has been exposed due to this internal conflict about the issue of power, really, of who is in power or control of governance of Chess SA, are the chess players themselves, and I'm happy that the representative is here. They can be able to talk to that. Even those who are through school sport have been negatively impacted upon, because even if they need to go and participate at a level of international, the question is who is sending this, who is in charge? And the learners then became victims, and yet this becomes a platform for them to be then exposed to international competition. So the impact is quite huge on the development of the game in South Africa. And that is why it needs to be addressed. So, Chairperson, those are just key highlights we wanted to just indicate as DDG can then briefly take us through the report, as I had indicated, Chairperson. That is two parts. It's a legal issue, and then the challenges as raised by the Chairperson, Mahomole. Thank you very much. So, Sumaya, I'm not sure whether Zola, we are going to share the presentation, or should Sumaya share the presentation?
Yes, Mr. Chief, Ms. Khan will share the presentation.
Thank you very much, Gigi. I'm going to try and share this presentation. Please, Zuleka, if you can help me. I think I'm struggling a bit with the Zoom to find, there's it. Let me see if I can find the presentation. Oh no, this is not the correct one. This is the one from... Okay, I'm trying to find our presentation. Can we see the presentation, Madam Chair?
Yes, Ms. Khan, we can see it.
Okay. Thank you very much, Madam Chair, honorable members. Madam Chair, as the DG has indicated, SASCOC has not been doing too much to assist Chess South Africa with all of the issues and the challenges they've raised. And the National Sport and Recreation Act is very clear in terms of the jurisdiction of the minister, in terms of the administration of any code of sport. But be that as it may, Madam Chair, Chess South Africa wrote to the minister, I'm going to go into the next slide, on the 20th of June, the president of Chess South Africa, Mr. Mahomole, wrote to the minister to request the minister's intervention due to the serious challenges that were not receiving any attention. And as reported, Madam Chair, by Mr. Mahomole, that there are currently two warring sides claiming to be the legitimate leadership of Chess South Africa. The two factions are led by Mr. Mahomole and Mr. Dutoit respectively. SASCOC failed to provide leadership in this regard, despite the fact that the executive board requested the need for their intervention, including proposing some alternative solutions. And the matters have reached the court and is presently on appeal. So, Madam Chair, some of the challenges as raised by Mr. Mahomole and his team
were the unending court battles which deprived the players and administrators the opportunity to play and develop in chess. Serious elements or tendencies of racial undertones in all of these fights. The current warring two sides claiming to be the legitimate leadership of Chess South Africa are divided along color and racial lines. Attempts by the board led by Mr. Mahamule to bring peace and stability in chess but are always met with arrogance and disrespect from the other side. And instead of using the available internal dispute resolution mechanism, a one party always resorts to taking the matter to court where huge sums of money in the form of legal costs were incurred and huge corruption and impropriety in handling the finances and the tournaments of Chess South Africa perpetrated by Mr. Dutoy and his cohort. So these are some of the reports that are coming through to the department, Madam Chair, by Mr. Mahamule and his team. And some of the impacts of these challenges, Madam Chair, was that these fights divide the players, it stifles development, and it deprives deserving players and administrators the opportunity to excel in showcasing their talents here and abroad. The leadership of chess are divided against, as I've indicated, along color and racial lines. And if this is not addressed early enough, it will explode into unnecessary racial conflicts. And funds for legal costs could have best been used to develop chess, drive transformation, and to support players and administrators from poor backgrounds. And players from poor family backgrounds are systematically excluded from representing their country due to high costs, is grossly discriminatory, something against the constitution of the country. And the executive board of Mr. Mahamule are saddled with personal legal costs from high court cases as a result of the fights. In terms of conflict of interest, it has been reported, Madam Chair, that the executive board led by Mr. Dutoy owns the Four Nights International Events Company. It's apportioned itself a contract to run the South African Junior Chess Championships, a junior tournament with huge income. And in this tournament, junior players are charged exorbitant fees, not less than 5,000 rands per player, with the result that players from poor family backgrounds are excluded from participating. Madam Chair, this tournament is a selection tournament used to identify players who will represent their country. And if players are excluded, obviously they don't have the opportunity then to represent their country. The inability of government to provide any financial support for administration and programs until they comply with the PFMA. And I think, Madam Chair, the DG has indicated that because of the fact that we are not, there are two bodies, it is very difficult and very risky for the department to make any financial commitment without knowing who will be accountable. Madam Chair, from our side as a department, we realize that because of the issues that are playing out in the leadership sector, Chess South Africa is also unable to deliver on their commitment to the transformation scorecard and the barometer. And last year, one of the departments, the targets was not achieved because Chess South Africa had not given us a report, the EPG report. And the likelihood, or it's very clear as we are now preparing for a new report, we do not have a report from Chess South Africa. The legal issues, Madam Chair, is whether the minister is authorized in terms of the act to intervene in the matter and whether the minister may intervene while the matter is still subject to appeal. The department has also sought the opinion of the state law advisor in this matter. And in this meeting, Madam Chair, we do have our director of legal services and we also have our senior legal officer, Mr. Mantata and Mr. Nkosana, respectively. Madam Chair, on the question of whether the minister is authorized in terms of the act to intervene in the matter, the minister is authorized by the Act in terms of Section 13.5A, which provides Section 5A subject to Paragraph B. The minister may, after
consulting with the relevant MEC if applicable, intervene in any dispute, alleged mismanagement, or any other related matter in sport or recreation that is likely to bring a sport or recreational activity into disrepute, or in any non-compliance with guidelines or policies issued in terms of Section 13A, or any measures taken to protect or advance persons or categories of persons disadvantaged by unfair discrimination as contemplated in Section 9(2) of the Constitution by referring the matter for mediation or issuing a directive as the case may be. To continue in this manner, Madam Chair, therefore, the Minister may intervene on matters of alleged mismanagement or non-compliance with the transformation policy by issuing a directive or referring the matter for mediation. By issuing a directive, the Minister must comply with the provisions of Section 13(6), whereby a written notice notifying the relevant parties of the allegations and of his or her intention to issue a directive and further give the parties a reasonable opportunity to respond to the notice. Whether the Minister is authorized in terms of the Act to intervene in the matter continues, the Minister's power of intervention may be limited in relation to the dispute in question, as it has been referred to SASCOC for resolution, unless SASCOC fails to resolve such dispute within the reasonable time and in relation to selection of teams, administration of sport, and appointment of or termination of services of executive members of sport as outlined in Section 13(5B). Hence, in this case, Madam Chair, there is an alleged leadership dispute whereby parties have decided to settle the matter in court. Therefore, in terms of the above, the Minister is debarred from intervening in such dispute as it is sub judice unless the other party may approach the court for application to implement its decisions in terms of the High Court rule. Whether the Minister may intervene while the matter is subject to an appeal, Madam Chair, the state law advisor has advised that the decision of the High Court is suspended pending the finalization of an appeal, unless the parties have applied for interlocutory order in terms of Section 18 of the Superior Courts Act, whereby such order may allow the implementation of the High Court decision, irrespective of whether the appeal is pending or not. So, Madam Chair, the state law, that's the advice from the state law advisor. So until now, we are not sure whether the parties have applied for interlocutory order in terms of Section 18 of the Superior Courts Act. The Minister may legitimately intervene in terms of 13(5A) of the Act as far as matters relating to mismanagement and non-compliance with directives issued in terms of this section is concerned. The Minister may, however, intervene in this matter as its impact on the development of sport and corporate governance by issuing a directive. The implication of the appeal against the order of the Gauteng High Court is the order of this court of the 25th of March 2019 stands. The order of the 25th of March 2019 was that an annual general meeting be held before the 1st of July 2019. The leadership appointed at the meeting of the 19th of June is therefore the reigning leadership until decided otherwise by the Supreme Court of Appeal. Madam Chair, the Minister has responded to CHESS South Africa on the matter as follows. And the Minister indicates that he has taken legal advice. Section 165 of the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa, Act 108 of 1996, read with Section 18 of the Superior Court Act number 10 of 2013, debars anyone, including the executive, from interfering with any matter pending before the court of law. Because of the compelling legislative frameworks, is unable to intervene in this matter. The minister has committed to abide by the decision of the High Court once made, but the minister is also committed to engage the parties to find an amicable solution, provided the parties are prepared to withdraw their court action out for outside court settlement. So, Madam Chair, that is the feedback from the department, considering the fact that this matter is on appeal, this matter is sub judice, and however, we are still committed to engaging both the parties to see how best we can try and assist in minimizing further financial distress to both the parties, and more in particular to Mr. Mahamole's party, who have indicated in their communications, Madam Chair, the large financial burden this matter is putting on them, to the extent that even some of their own personal property is being attached to defray costs that the organization or the institution under Mr. Mahamole has to bear. Thank you very much, Madam Chair. That's the end of our presentation.
Thank you, Honorable TTG. Yes, Honorable Sir.
So I think the question which was raised by my colleague on the email is still relevant. I propose we cannot continue because even the department is not sure. There's a pending case, they're not sure, and that advice for us, because Mr. Pito is not, he's not in our meeting, there are two sides of the story. Now my proposal, we cannot hear them, and can we maybe put this item aside, that is my proposal to the committee, because this is sub judice, and we are not even aware that SASCOC failed to assist as their mother body. Now, my proposal is for us to ask SASCOC when they come there to tell us exactly why didn't they intervene, because at the end of the day, we don't want interference. We don't want anything to do with what we'll do and what the minister will do. They will differ. For an example, issues of CSA, issues of SASCOC. Now, my proposal, can I propose we don't continue this meeting because it's not legit. We don't know who's who in the group. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Strong, Honorable Members. Honorable Members.
Chairperson.
Yes, Honorable Strong.
Chairperson. Siabi.
Honorable Siabi. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, Honorable Siabi.
Yeah, I hear Honorable Mutongo, but before one can deal with the proposal of Honorable Mutongo, I just wanted to understand a few things. What is the dispute? Because the presentation doesn't come clear as to what is the dispute. I hear there are two groups, and what is the dispute? Secondly, what is the decision of the High Court? Thirdly, if the one group was advised by the minister that the matter is sub judice, and the department agreed that the matter is sub judice, why was the matter referred to? Why are they requesting the intervention of the portfolio committee and the department also came with the with them to sort the intervention of the portfolio committee. Maybe if one is clarified there, we can then deal with the proposal, Mr. Mthongo.
Thank you, Honorable Siyabu. Also, I'm having a question or questions. We are here today to deal with this problem. I would love to understand that what is that CHESS wanted the portfolio to do, and if by chance can we give the CHESS to present, let alone that I'm hearing where the stance of the department. Can we give the CHESS to tell us what are they want us to do? You know, I'm raising this because so many things are happening in sport. The entities, they will go and sit with the department. They will talk and take decisions, and then in turn they will come back to the committee. Today the department is telling us how far are they with the CHESS. Today again we are here with the department and the CHESS. I would love to hear what the CHESS is expecting to the committee. And then we'll be engaging what Honorable Mthongo is saying. Of course, even that SASCOC that didn't resolve is they going to have a say after what now the department is giving us this information advised by the state law advisors, the SASCOC. Let me say, for the argument's sake, we'll call SASCOC and we'll ask, why did you assist? And then the state law advisor chip in, give the what they are giving the minister. So I'm saying, if I can ask honorable members, the department and the CHESS, that what do you want CHESS us to do, as you have been writing to us? Thank you.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
We also have Mr. Mazingozi.
Okay. Honorable Mazingozi.
Thank you, Chair. I don't know whether it's a norm that we should be not having our videos on, but I'll try and put it on.
Oh, I didn't. Mine was on. It was not.
Yeah, we sing a basket.
Just a moment, Honorable
Mashingos. Sure.
Honorable
Mashingos,
it was not on.
Yes, Chair, we're seeing a basket with some chords. Yeah.
No, you must question my secretary. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Thank you for the presentation, and I'd love to greet the honorable members of this committee and the visitors, DDG, CHESS South Africa. Yes. It is becoming a norm that the entities that are have been previously ruled by white leaders are refusing to transform, and it looks like a lot of monies are being used just to prevent that transformation to happen. I don't know, the two bulls of the chair South Africa are busy fighting. Meanwhile, the players on the ground are suffering, and there is just nothing that says that poor South Africans cannot be smart enough to play the game. But if it's going to be blocking them by having all these different monies for them to be part of this beautiful game, then we are having a problem with our constitution. If it is going to protect the very same people that are refusing this transformation by using it, I think the minister should stand up and take charge. I know there's a lot of legalities going on, but we need to protect our people and make sure that they do participate in these games. And we've been seeing that in all these, be it cricket, rugby, and all of them, these entities are refusing vehemently into transforming, and we need as a committee to be together and fight for our people. I don't know, it looks like really we are the minister's hands are like tied up. Meanwhile, he is our minister and he needs to protect us. Chair, I don't know. I think a total disbandment of all these entities that are abusing to change, it's going to happen, and it must happen, because these leaders are hiding behind this constitution and the courts. That's my feeling, Chair. Thank you.
Okay. I'm trying to be on the Zoliaga. Why? I'm opening my video, Zoliaga. Why I'm not on?
Madam Chair, your video is, your camera is on, but your face is not on the camera.
Why? What must I do?
I don't know, Madam Chair.
I want to ask.
This is all for now, Madam Chair. You try and fix it when you are not speaking. We have Mr. Van Dijk and Mr. Mshongo who have raised their hands, Madam Chair.
Chairperson, can I speak? Chairperson, can I speak?
Yes, you can speak, Honorable Funday.
Chairperson, what Honorable Madlingosi has just raised is precisely why I requested in my letter yesterday that both parties should be attending the committee meeting, for the specific reason that we get a one-sided, this presentation is one-sided. The meeting in July that took place, there is a court document that says that meeting was unconstitutional. So it's not about race, it's about the processes. So I would request that maybe if the Mr. Morley can give us a legal opinion to substantiate his claims that he is the president, because at this stage there is legal documents that actually says that Mr. Retuwe is the legal president. And then also some of these slides are not factually correct. The one specifically on the conflict of interest, it is not shared with the committee that at the time that Mr. Retuwe was awarded that specific contract, he was not on any serving on any committee. And he was, Mr. Maumole was actually the vice president that requested and awarded him, he and his board, awarded him that contract. So because at that time, and that's also information that the committee that isn't presented to us, that Chess South Africa in 2015 was expelled from the international body because it was of
it couldn't pay its debt. So that contract is also that was given to this Mr. De Toey, was to solve the debt problem, and it was for 10 years. And then also with regards to, they can just also, when they do their presentation, give us some information if they and confirm whether the registration fee for that specific tournament that they refer to, if it's 900 rand, and whether the cost of the players in, for six nights with three meals are 3,100 or for four nights, so that we six nights, so that we can just get clarity on that also. The presentation, and also we want to know then if that four nights, if they actually also contribute to disadvantaged players, because otherwise when the other party comes, maybe that party can also explain and tell us what is the facts that are not presented to us. This is what is making me stressed about one-sided presentations to the committee. We must, it cannot be like that.
Chairperson? Chairperson?
Honorable Mshlongo?
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I think Mr. Madungozi left informing it's not a race issue. It's an issue of processes. I think if the department was in fact not if they were caught giving yesterday when my colleague requested to find out who's the actual president. Now the issue is not about, and yes, we believe in transformation, we believe in addressing the imbalances of the past. But now on this issue, I think members must be aware, in 2017, if not 18, Chair South Africa came, we recognized them because they were elected. But the election that took place, the AGM that took place on the 29th of June last year, who was elected? It's a question. And then how can you have a legal advice to sides and then you want to take a decision? When you want to mediate, you must put both parties on the same room. We only have one party. Now, I don't see any need for us to continue because we cannot mediate if there's only one party. I'm proposing let's cancel the meeting. Let's call both parties. Mr. DeJoy must come and then we'll take it. Am I audible, Chair?
Yes.
Yes. Because we cannot, we tend to, I think, especially Mr. Madungwe, you tend to take one side. It's not about race, it's not about transformation, it's about process. Like when you go for election, we went from election as the DA. You cannot elect someone who's not legitimate or members who are there who are participating. I think the chairperson congratulated us because that election were free and fair. Now I'm proposing let's have both parties. Let's invite Mr. DeJoyce and this party that is here and then we mediate and then we'll take it from there. But you cannot mediate on one side. Yes, there's a court judgment and it's standing. We believe in sub judice issues which is standing and then I'll take it from there. That is my proposal, sir. Thank you very much.
Professor.
Honorable Chair.
Thanks very much, Chair. I didn't want us to get into speaking on behalf of this group or the other group. But we raised questions. I said before we entertain the proposal of Mr. Mutongo, can we understand the following and this question. Chairperson also said, what is the expectation of Chess South Africa as they are with us today? Once those questions are raised, they'll give some of us an indication as to how do we adjudicate on the proposal by Honorable Mutongo. But I don't want us to start, we are sometimes called to order to say we're spokespersons, but today I can hear loud spokespersons, so I don't want us to go there. Can we get those answers? Once we're clarified, we'll then be able to adjudicate on Honorable Mutongo this proposal. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Louis, I was giving everybody to say something, but I was not dismissing that I've asked questions. You have asked questions, so I'm still expecting that, like anyone who has asked questions and the question were responded. I'm still waiting for response from CHESS South Africa. And then the next thing, of if we want the other side come and present, I don't think we have any problem. But there are people who wrote to us who are in here today. I'm still maintaining that I want them to tell us why did they write to us, what they want us to do, and they are here today. I'm still maintaining that we do demand their response, and we're not going to take sides. We'll be listening, even if they come together on the second chance, we'll also be there. So we cannot not to hear from the people who also wanted to see the committee. Chair, South Africa. Honorable Madlingos, nangu madlo umandi mhlanga.
No, ditenga wa wifit.
Ayingu yanga lo, uso pitu. South Africa.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chairperson, Mad Lali. I think on behalf of CHESS South Africa, we must express our appreciation for the portfolio committee to call us. Maybe let me start with the questions you asked, and then I will then go back to commenting on the issues that were, or some of the points which were raised by the department. And then we'll go to our presentation just to give you a background. What I appreciate is that you actually want to look at the broader picture and include everyone, which is the point that we have no problem with. And then as a committee, we always wanted that to happen. Maybe starting with your question, Madam Chairperson, is that what is the expectation of the committee? What is the expectation of CHESS SA from the portfolio committee? We wrote to the portfolio committee because we never had an opportunity to be heard by SASCOC, where we would be able to present what the challenges are around it, despite the fact that the issues, the challenges within CHESS SA were consistently raised with SASCOC. Unfortunately, we couldn't get any hearing. We followed all the procedures. We became too lenient on the issues of let's give the law and the processes to take place. But in the face of the suffering by the marginalized people of this country, we felt we cannot just keep quiet and wait forever. This matter, Chairperson, is not a matter that just arose now. It's a long-standing matter about the challenges in CHESS SA. So secondly, I said we wanted to be heard as the committee, as CHESS South Africa committee, by both SASCOC and the Department of Sports, Arts and Culture. I know Obabam Kize have just come in from Arts and Culture, where the two departments were joined together, and now they are one as Department of Sports, Arts and Culture. But they found the problem in. They found the problem going on in CHESS SA. The only thing that we, if I had the pleasure, that's why we wrote to the department, requesting for intervention just to be heard. Even with our letter that we responded to them, when they indicated to us that they cannot intervene because the matter is sub judice, we acknowledged that. And then we indicated to them, but we would have thought that after receiving our letter, they would call us, either together with Mr. Detoy's group or alone, just to give us an opportunity to explain the background. Because we know people do not, especially when you are not involved in the federation, in an organization, you do not understand certain dynamics. You only deal with what you see. What we wanted to do was to present or to present to the department. I still believe that Mkize and his team and the minister himself, will give us an opportunity to address him on this matter, because it's very, very important. Honorable Member Mathingozi has indicated something very, very important. That is what brought us here. The issue of transformation, which people resisted and which leads to the issue of exclusion. And there are too many people who are excluded in CHESS-SA for many reasons, and we felt it is not correct. Now, to reiterate our expectation, we want to be heard. And then we want the marginalized people of this country to be given opportunities to also to express themselves and to represent this country as they are members of this country, they are citizens of this country. So we did not get that pleasure from the department and also from SASCO. So we are not opposed to the issue of calling the other group to be here. In fact, it's a good way of doing things. We don't have a problem with that. So what is the question raised by Honorable Member Seavi, that what is the dispute, what is the decision of the High Court, and then why is the department now addressing the Portfolio Committee together with CHESS-SA, especially our executive board? I think maybe Ubaba Mkize will also address this one. But before I even address them, can I just correct something from the department, that the recognition by international bodies of the two structures. It is not true that Mr. Detoy's committee is recognized by international chess body, which is FIDE. That is not true. I'm not sure where the department got this information, because to the best of our knowledge, the leadership of chairs that is led by me is the one that is recognized by FIDE, which is the international chairs body, and it appears even on their website. All the correspondence come to us, but what has happened? We have also informed them about the developments in South Africa. In the best interest of the players and everyone who is a beneficiary of chess in South Africa, the international body also took a decision that in order for participation of the players and of the country as a country, maybe in the selection, it is a good idea to give the two groups an opportunity to input on the selection. That's all what has happened. And it has just happened now during lockdown when we had an online international event, which is an Olympiad event. It only happened there. So there is no recognition of Mr. Detoy's committee by FIDE. If it is there, maybe we are not private to it. But I'm speaking from we constantly communicate with the international body. We don't have that knowledge. And then recently, just to inform you, Madam Chair and honorable members, including the department, there was a recent meeting, a council meeting of the international chess body, which is FIDE, which took a decision that the matter in South Africa should still be investigated on how to intervene. And their position is this: they only get guidance from the National Olympic Committee in the country. And they also get guidance from the government in terms of an advice, not in terms of getting into the nitty-gritties of what happens in chess in a federation, but as to who is who in the country. But the first cue of the international body comes from the National Olympic Committee. In our case, it is FASCO, which has not provided any assistance in this regard. So the only disappointment that we had with FASCO was that instead of meeting the two of us, they elected to meet with Mr. Du Toit's committee, where Mr. Du Toit's committee came with the lawyers and everybody. And then they went on with that meeting. They told us they will call us. They never called us up until today. So that is why we wrote to you, the portfolio committee. We needed to be heard. And we think it is very important that the issue of chess has been addressed. And now, maybe to assist you without even answering the question, what is the dispute? We'll address it in our presentation. Let me ask our secretary to share the presentation so that I can give you a background, which I think it will be very beneficial for you, members of the committee and the department, to understand the situation that we are all facing, so that whenever you try to intervene, you know when to intervene. We are not actually asking you to flout the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa, and also to go against what the courts are saying. That's not what we are asking. What we are asking you to do is, given the exclusion of so many players and administrators of chess in South Africa, given that, and given the exclusion in the form of them participating in the mainstream chess, given their exclusion to represent their own country, given the exclusion on the financial grounds that they are unable to participate, do you think this situation, even if the court process continues, should be left unattended? We don't believe that it should be left unattended. There should be a means by which the marginalized are assisted in the meantime. The court processes can continue, but then the beneficiaries must continue to benefit. So let me give you the background. Our presentation would give the background and share the challenges with you. That's where we'll answer the question, what is the dispute? And because when you wrote to us, you asked us to give you the report on the finances instead of coming to present everything. We were also a bit confused, Chair, because we said, okay, we wrote to you, we wanted to say everything, but you also channeled us. But because you are our government, there is nothing we can do. We have to conform. That is why we had to penalize, consult, and see what we do and so on. So, we also have recommendations. So with regards to the background, without boring you with a lot of details, but I think it's going to assist you to understand what is the actual dispute. We, as I indicated, we recognize and appreciate the fact that you gave us an opportunity to come and present to you and to account on the situation of Chess SA. We also feel like we should indicate the challenges that are there and give you the detailed background on why those challenges are there. Why are we at where we are now? The whole story of the challenges in Chess SA started with the election. I think you are politicians, you know what happens in every organization when there are elections. All sorts of things come up and they do impact on the organization. The second thing, which is not on the slide, but I need to flag, is the issue of the bailout contract, which
ties the whole thing to four nights, international events company, and then which leads to conflict of interest. And is tied squarely with the issue of the elections. According to the constitution of Chess SA, every 2 years, there should be elections. The last board was elected in 2016, which in terms of the constitution, the elections should take place every 2 years and in an odd numbered year. But the elections of 2016 were actually the elections of 2015, which were then done in 2016, early in the year. And then that was the last elections in Cape Town. And that committee of Chess SA was led by the late Aldo Smart, may his soul rest in peace, who passed on in September, somewhere September 2017. And then at the time, I served in the executive board. Now, the other election had to take place in 2017. Like the 2016, it was postponed to, it was actually set for January 2018. That election of 2018, January 2018, did not take place. But the contestants in that election were three groups. If you like, I just put them for purposes of your background understanding, that it was led by Winston Delpart, who was then the vice president together with me. But at the time, he was acting as the president. And then the other group was led by Hendrik du Toit, who came from Gauteng Chess. At the time, he was the president of Gauteng Chess. And of great note was that already he had the contract of four nights, where in terms of the contract, the four nights had to agree with the executive board on how to stage the tournament. But at the time, when he entered the election, he was a director, as he still is, of Four Nights. Hence, we raised the issue of conflict of interest. And the third group was by Joe Mahumole, myself. So, Lizel, you can go to the next slide. Right. And then all these three groups were vying for the elections. In terms of the votes, there are 9 provincial members of Chess SA and 1 special member, each in the AGM is represented by 2 representatives, which means there were 20 votes that the three groups were each vying for. But in terms of membership, because the members are not individuals, the members are the provinces. The strengths were standing as follows. We had the Joe Mahumole group had 5 members who were supporting that group. And then Hendrik du Toit had 3 members. And then Winston Delpart's group had 2 members. And then the elections of the 11th of January 2018 could not take place. Of note and of interest to you members of the Portfolio Committee and also of the Department of Sports, Arts and Culture, and also the minister should also know this fact, but I guess the department will also make it to be known to the minister, is that the elections was disrupted by the Hendrik du Toit group. They came in with the lawyers to the meeting, who then masqueraded as the delegates. And then they raised the issue that the elections cannot continue because the audited financial statements were not there. And interesting enough, our treasurer at the time could not provide, it is true, could not provide the auditor statement on time, but he was contesting with Hendrik du Toit as the treasurer. And in our
prior meeting to this elective AGM in the executive board, we requested, we wanted him to present, he did not. And Mr. Winston Dalba, as the acting president, was too lenient on him. No disciplinary actions were taken against him. And I even warned, this issue is going to disrupt the meetings, and indeed it did. So maybe it was a play, because the guy was also contesting with Mr. Detroit. They were just checking whether the numbers were right. If the numbers were not right, they would disrupt the elections. Well, and SASCOG was supposed to conduct the election. They also came in and to say, okay, if you do not agree, we don't do anything. As the electoral officer, they never had any specific standing that they cannot do anything. So the AGM was postponed to the 1st of February 2018. Because in terms of the constitution, if you cannot correct, or if the AGM cannot continue, it must be reconvened within 7 days or not more than 15 days. So it was reconvened for the 1st of February 2018. In that meeting, already the Hendrik Detroit and the Winston Delphans have joined forces to say they are going to contest together. Unfortunately, they did not have numbers to meet. Even when you call Mr. Detroit, you should try to confirm all these facts. So, mysteriously, so to speak, Mr. Delphart, as the chairperson of the AGM, dismissed the meeting. He dismissed the meeting for no apparent reasons. And then, now the five provinces that supported Joe, in terms of the constitution, clause 21.1.2, read up to 21.1.4 of CHESS South Africa, then requested a special general meeting. When they wrote to the secretary to request that, they were immediately suspended. That's where the problem started. They were immediately suspended. We brought the matter to... Yes.
Mr. Joe?
Yes, madam.
I'm pleading to you that you must summarize, because we didn't rule out that the other factions, as you are saying, were saying Tina is a faction. The other group, surely I will be proposing, according to the committee, that Friday you must both come. Please summarize in order that you must get your gist.
No, I will do
what happened. Thank you.
No, exactly. Thank you, Chairperson. I will summarize. I thought I should give you a background so that when you prepare for questions and interrogating us, it should be based on some of the things he said. Okay, maybe first tracking this issue. Maybe first tracking the background. From the suspended members, then there was an issue of the then executive board, which members resigned and collapsed. And then there was no executive board any longer. That is the executive board, which was led by Mr. Delphart. Then we also requested SASCO for their intervention. The advice was, okay, because you could not, the executive board could not correct, why not convene a meeting of all members and the remaining members of the executive board and suspend the members so that they should be a meeting. Indeed, that happened. That's when the legal process started. Then the meeting of the 1st of July took place in 2018. Out of that meeting, that's when Gauteng CHESS challenged, went to court to challenge for the authenticity of the meeting. So from there, what they wanted from High Court was that the High Court, because the executive board was no longer correcting, three members should be appointed to run the affairs of CHESS SA in preparation for the proper AGM. So, but in opposition to that, because we were hauled to High Court as respondents, we also went there to explain that, well, we agree with them that the meeting can be set null and void, but the executive board should be resuscitated, but the resuscitating the executive board should be done by the members themselves, and the court should unsuspend all the members, because there was no one to unsuspend them, because the executive board that suspended them, members resigned to collapse. So basically there was no one who was going to unsuspend the members. The court agreed and unsuspended the members and indicated that the board, the interim committee should be elected in terms of the court order. And indeed, the five members were elected. That's where we also came in. Those are the members who were elected in the interim board. So the purpose, the role of the interim board, other than running the affairs of chairs until the election, was to prepare for the elections. Indeed, the committee prepared for the elections for the 8th of December, and then also prepared a criteria document on the basis of which everyone will be accredited, including Gauteng chairs. So Gauteng chairs submitted documents like others. Some of them were not legitimate, were not authentic. They could not be accredited. And then we asked them for original documents that they refused to submit, but they quickly ran to High Court to ask the High Court to declare them in good standing. So we asked SASCOC at the time when they went to High Court, because we had already used a lot of money to go to High Court with the first case, that look, we cannot continue the process where if we do not agree, people run to court. Would you again intervene and address the displeasure by Gauteng? So SASCOC, and at that time we also wrote to the department. So the department then advised us that write to SASCOC. We also wrote to SASCOC again. And then they indicated that they will intervene, but nothing happened. The guys went to court. We did not go to court because we felt, look, SASCOC and the department will assist and intervene. They didn't. And at the time, we were also running the international event for the continental body. So they obtained default judgment that they should be declared in good standing. And there were only two members who were declared in good standing, that they should participate in the AGM of the 8th, despite the fact that the AGM was postponed. And then they went to a SASCOC house, the two, Gauteng Chess and the Players Commission. They met there, then they elected themselves into the executive board. That's why they say they are a legitimate body, which we never agreed it is the case, even if they were, but the court never asked them to go and flout the constitution. Because in terms of the constitution, there will be a quorum. A quorum is six members. So that is why even from the beginning, there were never an executive board. So the story of the court started there. They went there, and then after they claimed that they were elected, they went to court again to try and stop us from acting as the executive board on behalf of Chess South Africa. So we went to defend ourselves, but in it, we also put a counter application that, look, the default judgment should be set aside. And indeed, the court by Judge Yakub nullified or rescinded the default judgment that they got. And Judge Yakub not only did that, also ordered that they should be, all members should be declared in good standing for the purpose of elections on or before the 1st of July 2018. Hence, you see, we had elections on the 1st of July, I'm saying on the 29th of June 2019. But in the process, they appealed. That's where we are up to now. So we asked the question, what is the appeal about? Because if you need to be in good standing, you are in good standing. If you need elections, the elections is there. So that's where we are up to now in terms of the appeal. That's, it answers the question, what is the dispute? What is the decision of the court? The last decision of the court was that the default judgments were rescinded. The so-called election by two members was null and void. The decisions that were ever taken do not count. They are null and void. But the election should take place where all members are declared in good standing, not only two. But they appealed. So that's why we are saying we don't know what are they appealing about. And that's where we are. We can only interpret the appeal to mean they want to continue to exclude the rest to participate in the election. And then secondly, we can only interpret their interest to be the leaders of CHESS only to defend their business interests. And the members of the committee and the Department of Sports, Arts and Culture, the impact of this is very huge. We must be honest with you. First, from long, the issue of exclusion of people in CHESS South Africa has been there. That's the reason why we have to stand up to contest the elections. Personally, I've been in CHESS since 1992. We were the first to bring unification. I was never interested in the leadership of CHESS until people persuaded me that, look, you guys have been there, but you did nothing to assist with the issue of transformation. Because the same group, when we presented the transformation, they refused flatly in the meetings. The recordings are there, everything is there. They refused even to adopt the transformation policy that CHESS South Africa was put in place. Yeah. Now, the issue of exclusion is now perpetuated strongly by the exorbitant fees which are charged by
Madam Chair? Madam Chair?
Yes, Mazo.
Looks like we have lost Mr. Mahomole, maybe due to connectivity issues, I'm not sure.
To summarize, but it's not easy to himself to summarize.
Okay, he's back, Madam Chair. I just admitted him.
Okay.
Madam Chair, yeah. Mr. Jelly, has his hand up? Madam Chair?
Sorry, colleagues, I got lost in the process. I'm not... So what happened? Am I audible again?
Yeah, but I've said try to summarize.
Yes, I'm at the end, Chairperson. I think I've answered the question.
Oh, yeah.
What is the dispute? What is the decision of the court? Our request is that the committee hears us. The minister hears us, and then in the meantime, while we're trying to deal with the court cases, the players and all the administrators who are suffering must be a plan to still assist them to intervene. So we don't mind from our side that an interim structure be put in place to assist the players and the administrators to continue to enjoy their rights as citizens. But the issue
of exclusion should be dealt with the issue of the issue of racial undertones should also be dealt with. Because if you look at what is happening in chess essays, it's basically that the two boards are then separated in terms of racial lines and also in terms of their means. So I'm not sure whether my secretary, in the best interest of time, I'll give the if you are interested in the finances, but because you said we may come back on Friday, maybe we can make a current presentation on the finances on that thing. So for now, I can give my members just to add. We need to add. Thank you.
Honorable Siyabi.
I think after hearing this report, I want to support the proposal by Honorable Mutlongo that for now, maybe we suspend discussions and we invite the two groups again so that we get into thorough discussions and see what can be done as a committee. If possible, we can invite them for the coming Friday. And then we deal with the matter once and for all. Thanks, Chair.
That's the proposal on the table.
Chair, Honorable Zondi.
Yes, Honorable Zondi.
Yes, Chair, thank you very much and good morning to all members and the meeting. I support the proposal by Honorable Siyabi and Honorable Mhlongo. With the addition, Chair, that why do we leave SASCO out of this meeting? Because we have the department in the meeting, we have one group, and we are saying we need the other group, but they keep on touching SASCO and the role as the upper body of these two groups. Why don't we invite SASCO to the meeting with the two groups? Thanks, Chair.
That's another proposal, Honorable Members. How do you feel? Honorable Members?
Chairperson?
Proposal of... Yes.
Honorable CIV, in principle, I don't have a problem with the invitation to SASCOC. I just don't know whether it will be possible because they are having their
AGM
their QGM and AGM on the 7th, but they can still make it for the 6th. I think let's try it. It's a good proposal. If it can be workable. Thanks, Chair.
Honorable members, can I take this guidance from the members? I want this thing
Can Chester please remove the presentation from the screen?
Yes. Now Baba Shapa Baba means
we can see you now, Madam Chair.
Oh. so much for presentation of detail. If we're saying try to summarize simply you prepared and you were not able to summarize, but nevertheless we got it. Honorable members, I'm suspecting that we can have challenge with SASCOC whilst I'm not taking out. You know that as this committee, whilst I don't know whether UDG is able to respond on that. On last week Friday, I did write a letter of our decisions as this committee to the office of the minister of what we've said. We don't see the election to be free and fair, and I've done what you asked me to do, and now as I was telling you, I'm having an email of yesterday that I'm being invited to SASCOC's QGM and AGM started at 10 a.m. and 14 hours. So with you, Chest South Africa, this delegation which is here with us, we are calling meeting on Friday at 9 to 1, and we're asking also to write letter to the other leaders of not here with us and our department, and we may try to call SASCOC in order that we must not just think that maybe they can't come. We must do that according to the mandate of the committee.
Madam Chair, your network is unstable. Maybe you can switch off your camera and see if it will not be better. Members, it looks like the chairperson is excellent.
Honorable members.
Okay, she's there.
Come again.
Yes, we can hear you now, so, Madam Chair. We can hear you now, Madam Chair.
Okay. Of the committee of sport, arts and culture, let me take this opportunity that we're at work. You see that all these meetings of Friday, this is not upon our selves. Immediately that we are seeing that there is a gap, we also take decision whilst we are standing that we want to finish our work. Let's try our best to call this meeting and ask our secretary to apply for Friday. As I was saying, honorable members, I don't know about this thing called the Project Flamingo, whether you did get it. If I can just get that, I'll close the meeting after that. did you get the emails?
No, Chair.
I did not get it. I will try with these young gurus of IT here. I've got a 9-year-old somebody who is very good. I'll check how can he assist me. London. Hello.
I got it, Chair, but it's very tricky. I would open
very
it.
Very tricky.
After some time, then it closes off. Then I open it again, then it closes. So I don't know. Thank you, Chair.
I've tried even yesterday. Honorable Mhlongo?
No, Chair, I was saying I did not get the report.
Let's see what I would... honorable members, you know what? This year, I'll never know that you can have such problems with sport. I don't know what is it. If there was those comrades from AKZN, I was going that day, they went somewhere. In a corner with his Zulu, and of course, who need to gums to sport. Let me take this opportunity. I'll try some other people here at home. If they can assist me to open this, I'll communicate with individuals, honorable members. I'm thanking you, honorable members, who are doing a good job. I must say. Honorable members, our good staff, let's keep it the good work, honorable members. We are here not for our good selves, we are here for the country. Thank you so much. The meeting is closed.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Bye.
Sabo, honorable members and President of
yes,
Chess
yes,
and
yes,
colleagues
yes,
in Chess SA.
Thank you, colleagues. Thank you.
Thanks,
Chairperson.
Thank you very much,
Chairperson. Thank you, Chairperson. Thanks, colleagues.
So much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you to everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chair. Thank you so much.